We are getting geared up for the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. We have the latest on electronic identification, avian flu, cow-calf pairs, and bred heifer sales. This is a busy one. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, Stockman's Livestock, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients and Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, Livestock Market, Equine Market, and AuctionTime.com, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. We are just a few days away from packing up and heading to the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale.
Yes, that is why we are always May. In May, we are Montana bound.
So I'm going to bring on Tracy Hawk, the marketing director for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, in just a little bit. I'm going to ask you the same question that I'm going to ask Tracy. So Tracy, you can think about this for a little bit. And that is, what is your favorite thing about the Buck and Horse Sale? Last year was your first year out there. Did you think?
Okay, here's the deal. I am just like Tigger. We both have our PRCA cards. I've been lucky enough to go to Vegas, watch the NFR in person several times. Going to Miles City, I was blown away by the action. We're talking the best Bronx going against some of the best riders. Well, actually, top 30
Sunday evening. Yeah.
That's what blew me away, is I saw action that I thought was better there in Miles City than in Vegas.
I would agree with you with that, because these guys are all hungry on. So let's just kind of back up here a little bit. On Sunday, it's the world's biggest one-day match Bronc ride. And that's probably what you were alluding to, right? I mean,
yes.
Because we saw 85, 87, 90-point Bronc rides. I mean, I got to be honest with you, too. That was the best Bronc riding I have ever seen. And I have seen a lot of it in my lifetime. But that was, bar none, the best I've ever seen.
And these are the same gentlemen that you are going to see at the NFR in Vegas. I mean, the best of the best are right there, and you're watching them in May.
So let's not forget about the young guns. On Friday night is the Permit Challenge. Now, that is a fun one to watch, because these are the young guns. They're hungry. They're trying to make a name for themselves. They want to get out. They want to get on good bucking horses. Of course, on Saturday is the actual futurity in the bucking horse sale as well. But I want to bring up the wild horse races just for a little bit, because you and I were really surprised when we got there and we went, okay, these wild horse races are incredible that's going on.
They were a blast. That's the thing. This event, this three-day event, encompasses everything you could imagine with horses, athleticism. There's action. There's no stopping in the action.
So obviously you're very excited to get out there.
I'm excited. Let's drive faster.
So yeah, if you are Miles City bound, you got to make sure that you bump into Beck and I. You will see the Ranch It Up Radio Show booth. But yeah, we are super excited to get in the four-wheel drive sleigh and head to Miles City, Montana. Now, Tracy Hawk, the marketing director for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale. Tracy, kind of what's your favorite thing about Buck and Horse Sale?
All the people that I work with and all the people that show up, and just to watch the excitement of people arriving. And sometimes they're people that have been there before and it's not a new experience, but then there's also the people that are first timers to the Bucking Horse Sale, and they're just in awe of all the things that are going on, and that a small community the size of Miles City can bring that many people to one location and have all the things happen simultaneously that do.
So would you say that somebody that is new to the world famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, that they would have an easy time following along? And what I mean by that is, you know, we're not traditional rodeo per se. I mean, we're featuring the bucking horse. There's the actual bucking horse sale. There's wild horse races. There's a lot of different stuff that's going on. So because of that, would you say that the Bucking Horse Sale, as you're experiencing all these different activities, for those people that aren't familiar with it, it's easy to follow along and understand?
I think it's easy to follow along. I think that a lot of people learn the horse industry, or rather the bucking horse industry works, and all the things that go into raising bucking horses and that industry in itself, because it's showcased. That's the whole event. You know, yes, we have a concert, and yes, we have a parade, and we have all kinds of different things going on, but let's be honest. I mean, it's the world famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. And so when you start talking about bucking horses and everything that entails, and, you know, the sale itself, when we sell during the open horses and the futurity that happens and how the breeding programs work for many of those stock contractors and the contacts that they make and how everybody works together, that's a learning experience in itself. And I think that a lot of people learn a lot when they're at the bucking horse sale too.
You know, we call it the Mardi Gras of rodeos, the cowboy Mardi Gras of rodeos. Just, I think part of that is because it's so different. You know, this is, you know, and we love rodeo and the ranching way of life, and you know, rodeo, of course, just being an offset of what needed to happen a couple hundred years ago in the ranching business. And we love the timed events and all those things, but Miles City, it focuses on the four-legged kind, and it's kind of man versus beast, right? And there is so much tradition, and there is so much cowboy spirit, really, I think maybe is the best way to say of why we coin it. It's really, you know, the Mardi Gras of rodeos. It's kind of how it all began, really.
You know, another thing that we coined it as, you use that phrase, is where the spirit of the West comes alive. I mean, this is really, truly Western. What's better than a bronc match, you know? And I mean, there's people that have, you know, horses that they go out and ride and they buck with them and everybody thinks it's cool. And, you know, they all stop and watch. Well, this is like some of the best as far as human athletes and rodeo athletes. Recently lost Lunatic from Hell, and six out of the past 8 years, whoever was aboard him won the Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. That's huge. You know, everybody gets excited when they draw Lunatic from Hell. And there's other up-and-comers, and we surely showcase those. Everybody that brings their bucking horses really brings, they bring some good stuff.
You know what the neat thing is about Miles City, in my opinion, and you said the people, maybe I just need to spin off of that a little bit. It doesn't matter where you're from, what you're into, what you're interested in, what you do for a profession. You come to Miles City, and everybody can be a cowboy. It's just kind of really an embrace into our family and our way of life.
Eastern Montana is very open. I mean, they're some of the best people in the world from Eastern Montana. They definitely roll out the red carpet, and everybody, yeah, you're right, they become family.
Tracy Hawk with the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Tracy, can't wait to see you here. And actually, just a few days that we're going to be in Miles City, Montana, where the spirit of the West comes alive, the cowboy Mardi Gras. Yeah, the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. As Beck said, we're going to be out there. And if you're going to be there by chance, look us up. Stop by. You'll see our booth, the Ranch It Up Radio Show booth. You can't miss us. We'll be hanging around there. So looking forward to seeing you if you're going to be out there. And I highly encourage you, put it on your bucket list. Come out to Miles City, Montana, and hang out with us. It is a fantastic time. More information and ticket information, you can head to buckinghorsesale.com. You can go to ranchchannel.com. We've got all the information, all the links. We've got maps, schedules, everything taken care of so you can have the experience of a lifetime at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Now, coming up after the break, we've got updates on the USDA, and they are testing various different meat and cows for H5N1, that avian influenza that's kind of been all over the news here the past, oh, 5-6 weeks, something like that. We have updates for you on that. Plus, we have updates on the final ruling of the electronic identification, those EID tags. We've got a little more information for y'all on that. And cow prices, what have they been doing? We head all the way up to the north. We get an update from Stockman's Livestock. We're talking cow-calf pairs, bred heifers, weigh-ups, man, bell ringers all the way around. Yeah, and they're finally getting prices that they deserve, as far as I'm concerned on that. But stick around. We'll have more of that information coming up after the break, right here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. Why not give Gelbvy and Balancer Bulls a try this year?
Raise replacement females with added fertility, increased longevity, and greater productivity.
Get increased performance, improve feed efficiency, and increase the carcass merit. Maximize crossbreeding with Gelbvy and Balancer. Cryptosporidium coccidiosis scours. Do I have your attention now? Don't let scours affect you this calving season by feeding Pharmatan from Imagine Ingredients. But you gotta get it into your cows now. I've been saying it a lot. Head to PharmatanUSA.com. Get ready for the thrill of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day match bronc riding events on the planet. Join us on Sunday, May 19th at the fairgrounds for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $50,000 purse. Plus, add to the excitement with parimutuel wagering. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for a full schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana, where the spirit of the West comes alive. The quick, fast, easy, all-in-one location to look at bull sales. Head to ranchchannel.com. Check it out on your phone. Ranchchannel.com. All the information on one page at your fingertips. Videos, catalogs, everything. Ranchchannel.com.
Hey, it's Mark Van Zee with LivestockMarket.com.
Every week we hear from one of our great partners with updates, info, schedules, reports, and everything in between when it comes to buying and selling livestock and hay online and private treaty. LivestockMarket.com.
Cow country news, you know, the cow stuff.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up radio show. We're going to jump right into the news. First off, the bird flu has been the hot debated topic as of late, and academic scientists analyzing the USDA's publicly accessible database of avian flu DNA collected in and around dozens of dairy herds in 9 states shows that the H5N1 strain may have made a single jump from a bird into a cow. The transmission could have occurred up to 4 months ago, according to preliminary findings published online. Michael Worobie, an evolutionary biologist at the University of Arizona, who is leading a group of researchers studying the outbreak from outside federal agencies, tweeted that genetic data shared by USDA strongly suggests there was single origin, at least for these sequences, possibly in late 2023, early 2024. He said there were indications that birds have been reinfected by cattle carrying the viral strain. The outbreak in dairy cattle was first identified in late March. The USDA this week said that ground beef from cattle infected with H5N1 is safe to consume after retail samples were collected, tested, and found to be all negative for H5N1. We have more on the results of the tests in the show notes on ranchitupshow.com. Next, now, as you can imagine, the testing of ground beef has been in full force. 3 separate studies by government scientists are underway to monitor and test food supply safety in response to the widening outbreak of the H5N1 avian virus strain in dairy cattle. The regulatory safety efforts followed news last week of confirmed infection in a herd in Colorado, the 9th state to be affected since March. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, is conducting PCR tests of ground beef from retailers in the 9 states to detect if any viral particles are present. Meanwhile, the Food Safety Inspection Service is taking muscle samples from culled dairy cows that have been condemned for systematic pathologies, which are also being tested for viral particles. Any positive tests in the 2 studies are to be followed up with checks for live virus by the Agricultural Research Service. Meanwhile, ARS is carrying out a study using a virus surrogate in a study of ground beef to determine what temperature would be required for safe cooking if live virus were present. The USDA stated that results from these studies are forthcoming and they will share information as it becomes available. The agency urged consumers to maintain proper handling of raw meat and cooking to safe internal temperatures. The USDA is confident that the meat supply is safe. USDA has a rigorous meat inspection process where USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service veterinarians are present at all federal livestock slaughter facilities. FSIS inspects each animal before slaughter, and all cattle carcasses must pass inspection after slaughter and be determined to be fit to enter the human food supply. Now, recent tests for ground beef from cattle infected with H5N1 is safe to consume, according to testing conducted by the USDA. The announcement came after its Food Safety and Inspection Service collected 30 ground beef samples from retail outlets in states where dairy cattle herds had tested positive for the influenza virus. The findings came after Colombia issued restrictions on U.S. beef imports due to concerns over dairy cows testing positive for avian influenza. The move was the first and only instance of a country limiting beef trade due to avian influenza in cows. And in case you missed our reporting on this one in the Herd It Here weekly recap, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is getting set to publish the agency's final rule, use of electronic identification ear tags as official identification in cattle and bison in the Federal Register. The rule would require official ear tags sold for or applied to cattle and bison to be readable both visually and electronically, EID. Cattle organization RCAF has strongly opposed the rule, stating the USDA has slapped independent cattle producers who have worked closely with the USDA in the past to very successfully control, contain, and eradicate foreign animal diseases in the face. The USDA final traceability rule amends a previous 2013 rule that requires sexually intact cattle 18 months of age or older, rodeo and exhibition cattle, and dairy cattle moving interstate to have an official form of animal identification. The 2013 rule, which cattle producers already comply with, instituted visual ID tags for interstate movement. The new final rule switches producers to electronic ID tags. The rule will not take effect for 6 months to provide time for producers to prepare. This puts the implementation date after November 1st, 2024. Producers are asked to work with their local veterinarian and state veterinarian to secure proper tags and protocol. More information can be found in the show notes at ranchitupshow.com. This is Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, and that is a look at the news.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Henderson here with Stockman's Livestock in Dickinson. Market report for today. We're over at the West for a regular sale along with cow-calf pair special. Had read at about 850 head in the offering, about 400 of those consisting of way-up cows and bulls. Kind of how we got along in that market. Saw that market steady with a week ago. Into the lower-yielding cows anywhere from $1.20 to $1.25. The middle cut of the cows from $138 to $142. With the top cut of the cows anywhere from $1.46 to $1.49. Into the way-up bulls, lower yielding bulls were from $140 to $145. Middle cut of the bulls, $148 to $152. With the top cut of the bulls anywhere from $158 to $161. So that's kind of how we got along. Had some baby calves. We did have one black heifer calf bring 400. Here we had a black steer calf bring 600. And we did have another black white face steer calf bring 650. Into the cow calf pairs and the bred cattle, start with the heifer pairs. We had some really, really fancy 2-year-old heifer pairs. They bring 3,900. Had another set that bring 3,850. Here's some more 2-year-old pairs. They bring 3,400. Had some 3-year-olds that bring 32.5. Had some solid mouths at 2,750. And we also had some short termers bring 24.5. Into the bred cows, had some nine black heifers. They bring 2,875. Had some other heifers bring 28.25. We had some 4 to 6-year-old cows bring 2,750. Also had some black 4 to 6-year-olds bring 24.25. So that's kind of how we got along today in our cow calf pair special over at the West. Then Thursday, May 16th, over at the West for another regular sale, plus cow-calf pairs. Also, we'll have an all-breed bull sale that day. Do have about 25-30 bulls listed for there. Then Thursday, May 23rd, over at the East for a big feeder cattle and grass cattle special featuring 3,000 head. When you're ready to market some cattle, give us a call here at Stockman's Livestock in Dickinson.
Austin Henderson with Stockman's Livestock in Dickinson, North Dakota. Appreciate you calling in with those recaps. Awfully darn good prices, right, on some of those cow-calf pairs that are fixing to head to grass. And speaking of grass, we're going to be watching those grass-calf specials. We've been keeping our eyes on those. Those have been ringing the bell lately, haven't they? Or I should say, they're finally bringing prices that they deserve in all the different classes of beef critters that are going across the scale. So, Austin, thank you one more time. Now, if you have any questions and you need us to field those questions, sale barns you want us to gain reports from or share some different reports from, you can send us an email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Just let me know those details that you're looking for. You can fire us a text at 707-726 2420. You can call and leave us a voicemail there as well. Stay with us. We've got a lot more of the Ranch It Up radio show coming up, including market recaps and more when we come back. At Allied Genetic Resources, it's all about commercial customer success.
We see that charge, we understand that charge, and we're going to use all the tools we can to get there.
To maximize heterosis, purchase your next herd sire from an Allied Genetic Resources partner. Just head to AlliedGeneticResources.com.
Increase herd performance, complement your forages, get more cows bred. It's upcycling and efficiency, powered by Westway Feed Products. At Westway Feed Products, we create cow herd efficiency one lick at a time.
Cattle Market reports to various news stories. The Tri-State Livestock News covers it all. Check us out at tsln.com. Subscriptions or advertising, call Tracy Hawk at 406-951-3211. The Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us, Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Josh Turner.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low.
Live in concert Thursday, May 16th at the Mild City Bucking Horse Sale in Mild City, Montana.
Baby, we ain't
one of country music's hottest performers with special guest Chancey Williams.
Baby,
tickets are on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Josh Turner with special guest Chancey Williams at the world-famous Mild City Bucking Horse Sale in Mild City, Montana. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up radio show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets. Kirk, last week, what happened? What's going on?
As of Friday, May 3rd, May feeders closed the week at 243.47.5. That's down 477.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index down 314 at 242.39. That left our basis, or the difference, at a negative 91 cents versus May futures. June live closed the week at 176.82.5. That's down $1.80 on the week. Cash traded light volume in the south at 184, with the north trading 186 to 187 late in the week. That left the 5-area weighted average up 242 at 186.42. The basis versus June futures is positive $9.92. That's a pretty lofty basis. There is some time until June expires, so a slightly larger than normal basis wouldn't be shocking. However, 992 is getting a little bit far out there. The weekly slaughter came in at 619,000 head. That's 6,000 head more than the prior week and 3,000 head lower than the same week last year. Choice boxes, again, are concerned in the market. We're down 294, closing in the week at 294.20. We really need to see them boxes push back above 3. May corn closed the week at 447. That's up 7 cents on the week. The higher trade was on declining South American production due to insect damage, North American weather, and spillover support from the wheat market.
What's the value of raising and grazing multiple livestock species? Hey, I'm Shay, and in this podcast episode, Kevin Lynch shares how multi-species grazing can positively impact your grazing lands and business. Here's a taste of the conversation.
But when you first started implementing multi-species, you'd be surprised how much your forage quality will increase. It will definitely increase because I will recommend, where we live, I have native grasses mainly. I'm a native grass guy. I mean, yes, there is monoculture, you know, like Bermuda grass and different stuff, coastal and stuff, but sheep can survive off that and goats can survive off monoculture. But if you graze properly, you'll be surprised once you stop spraying your monocultures, the forage will start coming up and your sheep and goats can graze it and they'll gain off that just like they do grass. I mean, the same principle. They're a little different. Some cattle can gain off forage, but sheep and goats will gain off forage just like they do grass.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
I tip my hat to you from one legend to another.
Before we say fare thee well, we got to give a big old tip of the hat to all of the ladies, the mothers of the crew. That's right. It is Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, thanks for the reminder.
The ranch bosses.
I almost ruined it.
Yes, the real ranch bosses on the outfits. Thank you for all you do.
Make sure that you get your mom a card or call or, you know, all of those individuals. Like, let's say, for example, maybe your mom isn't with us anymore. How about those individuals that act as moms?
I would say right? There's many of us that have our real birth mom, as you might say, but there's many of us because it takes a village, right?
Yeah.
To grow our crews the way they are, it takes a village. Make sure you give those ladies a call. And be sure if you stop in to say hello to your mom, give her a big old hug.
There you go. Are you looking at me in particular?
Yes.
Because you know I'm not a hugger.
He is not a hugger, but he will be hugging his mother as well.
Yes, and she's going to make sure I do that. And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks from our crew to yours, starting off with Tracy Hawk with the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. It's coming up in a week, y'all. Austin Anderson with Stockman's Livestock, Shay Keister-Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, and the boss lady herself, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. By the way, we're going to be there. We can't wait to see y'all. Stockman's Livestock Exchange, the American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources, Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Call and text us 24/7 at 707-RANCH20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.